Locker Room Chats continuing this week on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk Hiawatha. We're joined by the head football coach, that is Michael Downard, presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, the tough district schedule continued last week. Always a tough place to play when you go to Rock Creek. Mustangs able to get the win there. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from your team's performance last week.
Sure. Well, I was kind of proud how we started the game. We offensively started and got picked up a couple first downs right away and kind of were moving the ball. But unfortunately, there on our, we get those two first downs and then we end up giving them a fumble and they returned it, all the way for a touchdown. So kind of the theme that we've been battling, here this year is adversity, kind of fighting through adversity. So got a quick dose of that early on. And we didn't really respond very well again. And those are things that we've talked to the kids about. And, we got to be able to stop them on defense. We got to be able to pick up first downs and continue to move the ball and things that we didn't do, very well. And, our tackling, we need to work on tackling. That seemed to be a glaring issue again. And those are things that we continue to work on practice. And hopefully, we want to see more improvement than we're seeing, but, I think our kids are, they're still working hard at practice. So, just continuing to fight and battle and deal with what we can.
Is it a scenario where maybe right now in the preparation, as we got a couple weeks left in the regular season, do you go back to maybe just working on some fundamentals, or is it just kind of like a week in, week out basis, depending on the outcomes?
Well, we've kind of changed some things offensively and defensively, so we've been which kind of allows us to work more fundamentals. Linemen, the scheme's a little easier than what we were asking them to do earlier in the year, and kind of take some thinking out of it, so they can focus more on technique or coming off the ball and having some better pad level, lower pad level, and same with quarterback. We've reduce the pass game down, so we've tried to make things simpler for our kids so we can kind of execute a little faster and hopefully a little better.
As we sit here with the final two games left here in the regular season, what's at least a thing or two, or maybe even a player or two that's kind of stood out to you, maybe jumped off the page that you have at least liked, as we've progressed on through this season?
Sure, yeah, there's several kids that have stood out, but I think Lane Kessler on the line and Taken Diller, some of these sophomores that are coming along, they're doing a nice job. We've had, still kind of had some injuries. I thought Alex has been, kind of pushed back into the quarterback position again, and he's done a good job trying to execute that. Braden Newell, kind of been a quarterback receiver, had him all over the place offensively. He's adjusted to whatever we've asked him to do, so I'm proud of him for doing that. But yeah, the kids, they do come to work, they work hard, and unfortunately Friday nights it doesn't really show, but we see some good things happening in practice.
Hiawatha back at home on Friday. District matchup against Marysville. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Michael Downard, Hiawatha football coach, presented by Carl's Body Shop. We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season in high school football. Week number 7 on Friday night. Hiawatha at home taking on Marysville in a District 5 showdown. This is a Coach, Marysville team suffering a non-district loss last week to a very good 1A opponent in Valley Heights. That score was 38-30. You watch this Bulldogs team on tape, you kind of dissect them throughout the course of the prep week. What stands out about them?
They're physical up front. They got some good linemen. Their quarterback is a special player. Defensively, kind of same thing we'll see as we saw from them last year. They're a good team, like you've mentioned. I don't really take much stock in the loss to Valley Heights. Valley Heights is a good football team. Those are their quarterback, special player. We got to try to contain him defensively and offensively. Same kind of deal. We got to be able to move the chains and keep our defense off the field and kind of make their defense stay on the field.
Do you see some opportunities in this game to exploit certain things? Do you see anything on tape specifically, whether it's Marysville doing something defensively or offensively, where you feel like you can put together an advantage and have some success in certain areas?
Sure. Well, we got some big guys, and that's kind of been our philosophy, changing offense a little bit, going back to some things we did last year, we got some people up front, so we need to be able to move those guys, fire off the ball. So again, kind of change some stuff offensively to help our linemen. And I don't, that's kind of something I feel going into any game that we have some bigger kids up front and that we need to be able to take advantage of that. So again, facing the Marysville team, they're going to be tough and they're going to execute well. So that's our, that's kind of our game plan, is try to be able to run the ball and get our linemen up front, get them pushing people around.
Michael Downard, Hiawatha football coach, joining us, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Hiawatha Redhawks at home this week, taking on Marysville in a district showdown. Of course, a broadcast you can watch on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.